talking to head coach Jimmy Tucker of Holden. His nominations this year, Jaden Brown and Travis Stout. Coach, let's talk about the leadership both these players possess. That is one of the main reasons why coaches nominate their players for the Dream Team. What can you tell me about Jaden and Travis on the field and in the locker room?
I'll start with Jaden. Jaden's just a great leader this summer. You know, he actually broke his back in the spring and for track, and he wasn't able to lift or anything this summer. And he was still there every day. Not only was he there every day, but he was also, you know, going and picking up people, making sure they were there where they were supposed to be. And he was, you know, still got all the mental reps and all those things. So Jaden did a great job there. And then he also obviously had a great season. He had over 800 yards receiving, 7 touchdowns. Then in addition to that, he was one of our leading tacklers on defense. So 6 tackles for a loss. And so, like I said, Jaden is just a great leader overall. And then Travis Stout. Travis had a great season, you know, both on the O-line and the D-line, but he really stood out on the D-line. He had 45 total tackles, 23 solos, 44 assists. He had 8 tackles for loss with a sack. And, just a great, great leader. Travis does a great job of just leading the younger kids and, you know, making sure that they're where they're supposed to be. And he's also just a great coach out there on the field. You know, when we're doing drills and things like that, Travis is always the first one to hop in and help with the younger guys.
So with that said, Coach, both these kids, seniors, will be walking out of the door in this spring. So just a few months from now, what will you remember most from them out of anything you just said?
Well, you know, what I'll remember just kind of, you know, the things you said, you know, I'll just remember their leadership. I'll also remember, you know, their performance on the field. You know, this is my first year here, so just having these guys as seniors with new coach coming in is always hard. But these guys, you know, they bought into what we were doing, and they did a good job of leading our team, and they had really good seasons. You know, we played a really tough schedule this year, so we didn't win as many games as we would like to have, but, you know, it wasn't from a lack of effort, especially on their part. And, you know, like I said, so I always remember these guys are just kind of taking me in and, you know, especially Travis being the O-line coach, just teaching me things that they've done in the past and kind of marrying those two systems, did a great job with that. And like I said, just Jaden's leadership on and off the field is what will definitely be missed.
Now, is there a specific moment or part of the season between both these kids that kind of highlight everything you said, maybe a specific time in the locker room, a specific time on the field where they showed examples of basically everything you said? Can you remember a time like that?
Well, I can remember with Jaden, you know, like I said, he was really reluctant at first when he first started getting back out on the practice field, this, that, and the other. Just remember him growing as an individual and keeping his poise. He had some trouble early in the season with that, and as the season went on, he did a good job with that. Controlling his emotions and all those things. And then Travis, you know, just his toughness, you know, the thing I'll always remember about Travis is playing on both sides of the ball almost every play and just never complaining. So it's hard to pick one moment with him because I just felt like he did a good job on the field, you know, all year long, just leading and, you know, not complaining and just, and like I said, just had a lot of stamina, endurance, and just continued to play hard no matter what the situation was.